This is Ted Kennedy. It's time for a fresh start in the war on drugs. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in the war on drugs, just say no is not enough, especially from an administration that couldn't say no to Noriega. Fighting drugs and drug abuse demands more resources, not less, for law enforcement. And as Jesse Jackson has taught America, fighting drugs also depends on the difficult daily work of educating our children, not occasional White House photo opportunities that don't stop a single shipment of narcotics from coming into our country. The drug issue demonstrates the close connection between our programs at home, Al, and our policies abroad. The administration thought General Noriega could help the Contras, so it treated him as a friend, when in fact he was serving the most deadly enemy in our hemisphere, the international drug cartel. And by the way, Al, when it comes to Noriega, there is still a big unanswered question. What did George Bush know, and when did he know it?
Well, Ted, you've done it again. You must burn up the midnight oil figuring out how the actions of screwballs around the world can somehow be blamed on Ronald Reagan or George Bush. There isn't much doubt that Noriega is a drug-running thug. There's plenty of evidence of that. Good heavens, it's our administration that indicted him. This is also the administration that requested $538 million for the next fiscal year for the Drug Enforcement Agency, a $44 million increase. We're not just telling young people to say no to drugs. We're financing a very big, heavy-ticket item to fight drug trafficking. So now you peer through your partisan-colored glasses and again pick on the administration instead of joining us in condemning this corrupt drug kingpin in Panama. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need for independent investigation of members of Congress. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.